Triple H.
How you doing, guys?
Excellent.
Yay. Hello.
Great to talk to you.
What's happening?
I think everybody listening knows who you are, and if they don't know everything about you and your life, they at least know your name.
Yep.
Like, you're a household name.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the household, but sure.
Yeah. we'll sum it up with WWE superstar, married to Stephanie McMahon. Vince and Linda McMahon are your in-laws. We've had Linda on the show.
Many times.
Many, many times.
Yep.
So there was a couple of recent reports of you having a fallout with Vince. Any truth to that?
No, very exaggerated. You know, people want to claim what they want to claim. I have a great working relationship with Vince. You know, we work together all the time on everything here. See him every single day. You know, people speculate off of things that they hear and read, and the internet blows things up, and there's nothing to that at all.
Right. And the other part of it is you're working with your in-laws. I mean, there's going to be some part of it that's not great.
Exactly.
Right?
Cut your lawn, damn it.
No, look, you know, working with family business, there's always challenges, right? Because it's much more than just cut and dry business. So there's always challenges with that, but that it's on a, you know, the things that they speculate about in the media are small and petty, like, and just in the way they're thought of. And it there's nothing to any of it, to be honest.
Yeah. Now, have you ever had dinner with your in-laws and a fight breaks out and chairs getting smashed, someone gets thrown on a table?
Right.
Has that ever happened?
It's like a bad Thanksgiving?
No, because if we would want cameras there for that. I'm not getting hit with a chair unless there's a camera there.
You know? Exactly. or with a turkey. A turkey would be cool.
Have you guys done a bit on that yet? Like, that would be hysterical. Like, oh, let's go to dinner at the McMahon house.
Exactly.
And then
right.
There's Triple H, and he takes a chair to Vince.
Yeah, I don't know that we've done that exact skit, but we have. We've certainly explored the family dynamic a fair amount.
Yeah.
We asked our Facebook family to, you know, post any questions they want. Probably 60 or 70% were asking politely, ask Triple H when Vince will step aside so he can run this thing. I don't know, you know, I don't know if you want to ask Vince McMahon to step aside yourself or how you want to respond to that.
Maybe on Christmas.
There's probably 70% of the folks who listen to this show who think that they're ready for you to run it.
Yeah, the only person that can answer that question is Vince McMahon. You know, it's a funny thing. People speculate about that. He is in a lot of ways, the success of where we are. And you look at this company as where it's at today. And just even within the last, you know, 5 years or so of the global media property that it is today, where it trades on the stock market, everything about this company. And that is under Vince's guidance. That's his vision, his all of it. And the truth is, you know, in a lot of ways, he is the brains, he is the vision behind this and the driving force behind it. You know, people speculate about things and little bits and pieces of stuff. And the truth is, none of those people know what he does on a daily basis and
right.
What he brings to the table here.
No, like you said, he built the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like I remember him ringside with Mean Gene.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know he owned it.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
He built this whole thing.
There is no WWE without him, you know, today because he built it from the ground up. The industry is where it's at today because he built it from the ground up, and he has taken it to where it is and all the success. And, you know, in the fall, you'll see us going to Fox Broadcast Television. And,
yeah, big deal. It's like over $1 billion deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our partnership with NBCU is bigger than ever, you know, with our own streaming service that is wildly successful with over 1 billion social media followers globally. You know, you can go on and on and on about the company and its success. And the person at the top of that success is Vince. You know, when people talk about that, I've been lucky enough to sit under that learning tree now for 20 years.
Yeah,
and that's the benefit to me, and that's the benefit to all of us, is to be able to sit there and learn from him every
but
day.
It must feel good that that's how people feel and that's how people think about you. They're not like, get Triple H out of there. They're like, well, we're ready for him to run the
your
place.
Successor.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, that, yeah, at least they don't think there's doom around the corner if something were to happen. But
right.
Yeah, but the thought that Vince stepping aside and that the company would be successful is ludicrous.
One more, and then I'll move on to Saturday with the wrestling coming to Webster Bank. Corey Rhodes mocked you, took the hammer to the throne. You guys, what happens with that? Why doesn't WWE just buy them out, first of all? why don't you guys just buy them and put it to bed?
My only response to that... And then we'll move on to the business of why I'm on, but
yes,
is the fact that you didn't even know his name isn't Corey Rhodes. There's
Cody.
No more response
right.
that
right.
needs to be than that. You didn't know what his name is.
We were just testing you, actually.
Yeah.
And you passed.
So that's how relevant that is. We can move on.
Okay. Very good.
That's awesome.
All right. So Saturday, next takeover, coming to Bridgeport Webster Bank Arena. Still some good tickets available. Any chance Triple H shows up, starts flinging people around?
Well, I will. I won't be swinging anybody around, but I will absolutely be there. You know, this Saturday, June 1st, as you said, Webster Bank Arena is NXT's sort of. These are our big events. These are our WrestleManias. And for the first time ever, we're coming here to Connecticut, our home, to put on one of our epic events and to kind of show the world what NXT is. And happy to be able to do that right here in our backyard. It's something we've wanted to do for a long time, to come here and do this. And the timing worked out great. We had some shifting around of schedules due to some other events. And the timing was perfect. And the opportunity arose, and here we are. And this card is going to be spectacular. Johnny Gargano defending the NXT Championship against Undisputed Era's Adam Cole. They had a match WrestleMania weekend that was, you know, probably one of the greatest matches I've seen in a really long time, if not ever, and this one should follow suit on that. I can't wait to see it again and to watch those two go at it, because they're setting a standard for the industry.
To me, this feels like the WWE when it was the WWF. It's like in its infancy, all these guys are hungry. It's really a thrill to watch these guys. Now, what do you look for in these wrestlers before you promote them up to the WWE? Is there any specific traits?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, for all of these talent, you're looking for the person with the most charisma, you know, the technical in-ring skills. Obviously, you want to have that, but having the charisma, having that ability to draw a crowd, with your words, with your actions, with who you are as a character, to be able to draw fans in. So for us, that's the first thing we look for, whether male or female. And then it's where it fits into the main roster. In some ways, when you talk about Raw or SmackDown, it's no different than any other sport. You're looking for specific things to fill roles within rosters. So depending on who moves where, whether that's NXT talent going to Raw or to SmackDown, or Raw or SmackDown talent coming back down to NXT, as you see in one of the matches on Saturday, Velveteen Dream will defend the NXT North American Championship against Tyler Breeze, who was in NXT, was a stalwart there, went up to them Raw and SmackDown at various points in time, had a good run there, and is back in NXT now, ready to you know, kind of get a release, so to speak, on his career and prove who he is again. So,
and it's great for the fans because they get to see this, you know, marquee
100%,
name. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. And like you said, you know, it's funny that in some manner, I've heard this said about football before, you know, college football, sometimes people like the action better because these guys are young and they're hungry and they're trying to prove themselves to get to the NFL. When they get to the NFL and then big money contracts come in and, you know, do guys slack off a little bit? Maybe, maybe not, but there's a difference there. And sometimes when you see guys like Tyler Breeze step back into that environment now, looking to prove himself again. That hunger, that fire is reinvigorated, but he's bringing all that experience with him. And that's where something like a guy like Velveteen Dream, who has every bit of charisma we talked about earlier,
yeah,
and is one of the guys that is 100% absolutely the future of this industry, but he's going to learn a lot. Win, lose, or draw, he's going to learn a lot from being in the ring with Tyler Breeze because he has that experience level.
Not unlucky wrestling fans in Connecticut get to go to Webster Bank Arena and experience all of this. And tickets aren't that expensive,
no,
and you could still get great seats. So I have two quick things, and then we'll let you go. We're having a pizza eating competition at Zoe's in Seymour, and you should have one of your wrestlers come pick up AJ and smash him through a table. We'll get some press. It'll create some buzz for the show.
I don't know. If I put that out there to who would get to do it, I'd probably have a long line of people wanting to come.
Thanks for noticing. By the way, no one told me about this part yet.
And then the other thing, Triple H, is Ashley is here, and she wanted to mention...
Hello.
Eric. Hey, Ashley.
Hi. So I just wanted to mention really quick, my boyfriend used to be a pro MMA fighter. His fighting name was Eric Bruce Lee, and he... is a big fan of yours, and he ran around middle school saying, I got two words for you, so.
Did he get suspended from school?
Probably.
Yeah,
so when you're talking about like the kind of household, that's my kind of household.
Yeah, let him know I'm sorry about that.
That's awesome.
Triple H, honor to talk to you.
Yes.
We're 50,000-watt megaphone for you in Connecticut. We're the number one morning show, and anytime you want to come on and parade your guys and girls through, it's an open door for you.
Well, I appreciate that, and since you offered, one thing I will talk about, because it's here and it's local, is our involvement with the Special Olympics here in Connecticut.
Yes, awesome, yes.
With the Summer Games, and, you know, we have our WWE superstars, The Man, Becky Lynch, and Kevin Owens are going to be here on Friday, the 6th and 7th, I believe it is. The 7th. And they're going to be part of the Flame for Hope across Connecticut with the Torch Run.
Oh, great.
And then, you know, we have the Summer Games here for Special Olympics in Connecticut, and we're going to have some of our talent there as well. Bianca Belair and Casey Catanzaro from American Ninja Warrior fame, and Street Profits will be there. So, it's a part of everything that we do here in this community, in the Connecticut area, and we're happy to be a part of that. It's Special Olympics is near and dear to our heart, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
The door is open to you.
Yeah, man, anytime.
Anytime.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll see you guys on Saturday.
We will see you Saturday at the Webster Bank Arena. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Tickets available now. They're going fast, and so
grab
get
them.
Your seats. Yep. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.